Hello, my friends. I'm Kira Misi, and this is my podcast, Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, where we dive into the ordinary, looking for the extraordinary. Because, well, life is hard, but if you look close enough, you will find the rainbows. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful rainbows, and welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Here we are in April. Spring is springing. Yes, it's a verb. And I have flipped the calendar, of course, over to our latest, greatest quote of the month, which is, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. By Miss Vivian Green. Always spreading the love she is, and we love, 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 love that. And isn't that the truth? I often say here on the rainbow that happy and sad, good and bad can all live on the same day. It doesn't have to be like, oh, you know how we do that on the highway where we rubberneck all close to each other, staring at an accident. We can't help but look over there, and that's all that consumes us. Not how life should be, my friends. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain and finding something good in the moment. Now, an accident on the highway, that pretty much sucks, yes. But can we stop, drop, and say a little prayer for the people whose cars are not doing so great? Of course we can. So when we want to experience the rainbows in life and we want to feel the joy in each and every day, it's so, so important that we remember that happy and sad can live on the same day and that the bad does not have to outweigh the good. Never, never, never. Now, this month on the rainbow, of course, we are flying into April with our next word of the month, which is, well, I just said it. Fly. It's time to take those dreams, those goals that we have on our heart, those new things we simply want to try, those new beautiful hobbies, and fly. Really go after them. It's time, like the hummingbird zooming between all the flowers this spring. We want to fly. We want to soar. And how do we do that? Well, of course, we go with confidence. Our word of the month for March, we go with consistency, which was our word of the month for January. We go, go, go. Time to press go. See the green light. That was our month for February. And then, of course, like I said, March was confidence. And now let's fly. Let's just try things. You never know until you go. That's always my Sesame Street moment on here. And as well, of course, you don't know the ending till you try. I know I have to remind myself the same thing. It's like you want all your ducks in a row before you press go. But you can only prepare so much and then you gotta fly. You gotta fly. You gotta go off the mountain and hang glide, which, by the way, is so random. I always picture myself hang gliding. So I don't know if maybe I've done it in a past life. Maybe it's just a dream of mine. Maybe I'd like to be a bird when I grow up. But irregardless, that just sounds so scary and fun. I'll keep you posted. Maybe someday soon, I will go hang gliding. All right, my friends. So here we are. We are Apriling. Another word, another verb. And hey, I hope you all had a happy Easter. I hope the bunny brought lots of chocolate for you and that you are feeling lots of just calm peace in your heart as the days are getting a little bit longer with a little bit more sunshine and we're all coming out of the hibernation of winter. Of course, we've had a lot of rainbows on the podcast already this year. If you haven't had a chance yet, make sure you go on back and check out my interview with mental game coach Tammy Matheny. We all need confidence in the game of life. And she and I talked all about that and so many amazing takeaways. So make sure you check out that. Of course, also, who came back to the rainbow? Oh, we're so lucky when we have rainbows come back. There was comedian and self-love advocate Anna Priz. She came back just a few weeks ago with her book, Keep It Up, Cutie, a not quite self-help book, but kind of a self-help book. And that was such an amazing and fun interview. We talked about all kinds of things, including our favorite desserts. Can you guess what that is? If you don't know, go on back and check out my interview with Anna Priz. And oh, who else came back to the rainbow? Brian Martin and his partner, Devin Baranek, always the bestest of friends to the rainbow. They came on back and gave us a life update of all the things that they have created, all the rainbows in their life in the past year since we've last spoke. And they have lots of really fun vacations coming up that any of their fans, followers, and friends can be all about and go with them. So make sure you go on over to their Instagram and check them out. That is Brian Martin. You might know him as Sea Lion Brian. And of course, Devin Baranek. And then you know who else came to visit us on the rainbow? Chef Tracy Bloom. Oh my gosh, we had the best time talking all about food, and how she got into the business, which is such a remarkable story of perseverance and true grit. So check that out. Yeah, there have been so many beautiful rainbows on the podcast. That's not even everybody this year. There's been so many. But let's get down to the nitty gritty of it today. What do we want to talk about? What do you want to talk about? All right, fill in the blank. I'm waiting to see if you are going to tell me what you want to talk about. All right, let me see if I can maybe read your mind. Let's talk about dun 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 finding our joy. Finding our joy. Is that what you wanted to talk about? Well, there you go. Me too. So we're always finding rainbows around here, right? The tall and the small blessings in each and every day. Have you thought about how this reflects on finding your joy, your own joy? Sure, my perfect day might be sleeping in, then going for a run with my puppy Marcel, then grabbing a refreshing iced green tea lemonade or an iced coffee and a little catch up with a friend, and then snuggling on the sofa with my people, my husband, my sons, like hanging out with my dog, watching movies, all of that on repeat, and room service. I still haven't figured out how to get room service to my own room in my own house, but if I could make it like a hotel room service, oh my gosh, I would. That's how I want to feel joy-filled each and every day. Now, that is just one way to carve out a day, right? Finding joy in the moments is what we're talking about today. Whether you're diving in first to that corporate position you've worked your whole life for, or you're starting a new hobby, or you're planning a vacation, or you're chilling on the sofa with your peeps with a giant bowl of buttery popcorn. All of it matters. All of it is joy-filled. All of it is living. Truly, the purpose of our existence is to feel the moments. Notice them. Have you noticed all over TikTok? There's a hashtag that says the art of noticing, which is basically very similar to the old cliche, stop and smell the roses. Still, it holds its weight in gold. Do you stop throughout your day to take the time to notice where your feet are, where your mind is? I had mental game coach Tammy Matheny on a few weeks ago, and she had an exercise that she often does with her athletes to say, where are your feet? To pull someone back into the moment. Whether you're on the court or in the game of life, where are your feet? I mentioned in that interview that a few years ago, I don't know why I would say weeks, but there you go. I started taking pictures of my feet wherever I was. It was like a little expose I started. So where my feet were in the moment where I was with my kids, whether we were at the barbershop or we were eating at McDonald's, we were skiing somewhere, anywhere, I would look back on those pictures and it would bring me back to a memory or a moment that would make me smile or make me remember how I was feeling right then, there, in that moment. How centering myself by looking at my feet, taking a picture, brought me back to the moment or kept me in the moment of joy and the small discoveries of each and every day. I mean, sure, I know you have big dreams, you have goals to slay, and you're going after them. And in that, what I can tell you is this: if you leave room for joy and the discovery of the chase of the game, that mental game of life where things get tough, but you tell yourself you're going to be okay, you're going to do okay, you're going to do better when you know better, you got this. When you climb into those joy-filled moments, the small within the tall, then you notice. That is the art of noticing. And I would just notice my feet. And I said, I love going back and looking at these pictures and just saying, oh, yeah, I was at the barber shop. That was so funny. And, you know, my son said this silly little joke and then we both left with lollipops. You know, those little moments. Rallying around what you know to be true, that when you are happy, you can find your joy. And your joy is actually right in front of you in the moment. It's not in the past, though thinking of beautiful memories is certainly okay. But languishing in past mistakes, well, there is no joy in that. It doesn't make you capable of moving forward. I mean, sure, you can learn from the past, but you don't need to live there. And then there's the future, the one you want to control, right? The one you want it to predict. But you'll never find a way that within your anxiety or your fear, you'll never find the way out of the future if you just keep trying to live there. We don't know the outcome of the situation until we're there, but you do have control of living in the present moment right now. Look down at your feet. Where are you? Where are you right now? Where do you want those feet to take you today? Look around. The art of noticing. It's a skill. It's a lifestyle. The daffodils coming out of the ground right now in the midst of so many snow-filled places, that is the art of noticing. The way the cherry blossoms start to bloom in the wildest pink on the trees or the dogwood trees with the white flowers, or how right above a clouded gray sky there is a blue sky. How the sun peeks at you from behind the clouds if you just look up. Now that's a rainbow. The art of noticing, or how your baby looks at you every time you make that silly face and they do that silly little laugh right back at you. How you bring joy to another person simply by saying, I'm proud of you. That's a rainbow. That's the art of noticing. And with the art of noticing, this is where we find our joy. If we are only ever on a treadmill of life running towards accolades, look at me. Look what I can do. Look what I've done. Then we won't ever truly be fulfilled. It is within the knowing of our own self that we spread rainbows of joy, that we find the true joy of the moment in our lives. So my friends, as you go out there today into the world, remember that finding joy and happiness in your life is about giving your heart and your smile and your laughter around you. You are a magnet of positive energy, and remember that it will reflect back to you. Don't give so much of yourself that you forget the love and joy that your heart needs too, but we can't fill the rainbows needed in the world when we have an empty cup. So find your joy. You need to be the joy-filled human that you want to see out there in the world. Then you can go forth and give and spread those beautiful rainbows. And when you find your joy today, and say to yourself, in the art of noticing, this is what I've noticed today. I'll tell you, the first thing I noticed today was that you tuned in to join me here on the rainbow. So you've already done one good deed today by bringing your presence, not only to yourself, but to me and to all of us here, to truly create a life that we love by recognizing our purpose, which is to love and to find our joy in each and every moment on an ordinary day. All right, my friends, say it with me. The rainbows, well, they're all around you. You just have to open up your heart to see them. I'll see you next time. Well, my friends, that's my podcast. I hope I gave you a little light in your heart, a little song in your soul, and a whole lot of love, because you are amazing. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Meet me on my Instagram page at Finding Rainbows the Podcast, where you'll find more inspiration to feed your soul. And while you're there, join my Rainbow Connection. It's an insider's club where you'll receive inspirational quotes to your inbox each week from me, and VIP opportunities, giveaways, I love a freebie, live webinars, and so much more. Remember, you are a light to this world. Shine bright, my friends. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows.